Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Colin, who has been agitated.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
So, hi Colin, thanks for bringing your partner, Gail.
We spoke on the phone briefly. I spoke mostly to Gail, and then we sort of decided on an appointment for you to come back and see me again. And from what was said on the phone, you saw a CPN yesterday because things have been really difficult.
Well, I see it every 2 weeks and anywhere.
It's time basically to see her. Went and seen her.
And instead of booking this appointment for a follow-on 2 weeks, she's booked us one in for next week.
So things are a bit more difficult than usual, aren't they?
I feel like my head's got a lump of elastic in it and it's just snapped, to be fair, like.
Oh, God. What brought that on?
Nothing really, was it?
And when did it happen?
Just Monday.
Yeah. Has that happened before?
I've snapped and smashed things up and that before, right, but there's normally been bigger things leading up to that, hasn't there?
But didn't snap, you didn't bash anything up this time, rather?
No, I smashed the iron, smashed some things in the bathroom, and kicked things around downstairs in the house.
So anger management's an issue, isn't it, when that happens? Yeah, okay. Has anyone come to any harm with that? You included?
No. Gail's safe. Yes, Gail's safe.
Are you safe when that happens?
I don't know. Okay. So I'd rather lash out at objects than people, you know what I mean?
It doesn't sound like you're trying to harm yourself when that happens. No. But it could get dangerous, I guess.
Yeah.
But historically it hasn't, though. No weapons involved.
No.
No heavy vehicles or anything like that.
No. Wait, I've smashed a few cars up, those in my town. My own belongings.
Are you driving these days?
No. What, like, do I still drive today?
Yeah.
I still drive, but, like, when I feel like this, I don't like driving, so I tend not to drive anyway, you know what I mean?
So you can keep yourself safe and fellow road users?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, that's reassuring, isn't it? Okay, so something snapped. Anger management's an issue. There's a lot of tension there. That's what's going on at the moment.
Yeah. It's fair, like, very explosive, like, and down at any time, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What were you worried might happen?
I don't know.
What was Gail worried might happen?
No, I've never spoken about it already, you know what I mean?
Well, it's just obviously he's not himself at the minute, and, you know.
And one thing she is worried about, like, if I do export and all that way, how do I stand in the future regarding other things, like other matters?
Other matters. Yeah. Do you have a criminal record at the moment?
No, I've had a couple of cautions for things, but
yeah,
that's as far as it goes.
So ultimately, it's important to keep your record clean, isn't it?
Yeah.
So managing your anger is clearly very important from that point of view, and it's good that you're conscious of that.
Like, the risperidone helps the explosive side of your anger and that, don't get us wrong, it's just I can't keep up with the physical effects of it.
Yeah.
But since going back on aripiprazole, I've been fine for quite a while, haven't I?
Been fine for a while,
Any side effects with it?
No, none at all.
Because that one doesn't cause the rest tenderness, does it?
No.
No discharge from your nipples or anything?
No. No side effects at all from it.
The psychiatrist recently upped his mood stabiliser as well.
How did you get on with that?
Because he was on 150. Because he was originally on 200 and then they decided to put, I can't remember for what reason, but it got dropped to 150.
It was because I had diarrhea and we didn't know whether that was causing it or not.
So then we'd seen his psychiatrist, but obviously he wanted a medical, like, review his medication and stuff. And then he says, well, I prefer people to be, when they're on that medication, I prefer them to be on 200 milligrams.
200 is normally the lowest dose for them.
Lowest dose for them to obviously see an effect.
Yeah.
He says, so try going up to 200 again. He says, and if you're obviously having the diarrhoea and stuff, then obviously take yourself back down. But if you put yourself up, then you've got that bit extra, you know, medication there.
Okay. Do you think it's stabilised your mood overall?
It's done. My mood is a lot better for it. Like, I've felt more stable for a longer period of time this time.
And no diarrhoea?
No.
Before we go any further, can I check two things? The first thing is, what were you specifically hoping to get from today's consultation?
No, I think it was more...
Gail wanted me to come in.
Just to touch base, because it's sometimes quite therapeutic just to talk, isn't it?
That plus thing, yeah, sort of know what's going on.
Yeah.
And that if I need you in the near future, you know.
And also, we supplied you with some more diazepam, which historically you found really helpful for making you feel calmer, haven't you, when things are at crisis point. Okay, good. Yeah. All right. And the other thing was there any other issue that you're hoping to raise today?
My appetite's gone again, to be fair.
Gone down?
Mm-hmm.
Gone down drastically.
Oh, okay.
Past few days, hasn't it?
What triggers that?
I don't know, it's just...
You're losing weight?
I don't know. It's not that I'm not hungry. Like, I'll feel hungry, and then when I'm eating, I just...
No enjoyment in it?
I no enjoyment. Can't finish a meal.
Worried about that?
Because I don't want to lose weight. Don't
want to lose weight. I mean, you're a good weight at the moment, but we wouldn't want to... Okay, so we can check your weight today as well. Has anything historically helped you when your appetite's gone off?
It's just when it all comes back to me, isn't it?
So when his appetite went before, because he was on that topiramir, and that obviously had an effect with his appetite, and that was obviously dampened his mood because he wasn't eating.
You're not thinking the lamotrigine's responsible for that upsetting?
No, I really don't think the lamotrigine's responsible for
it. It happened before now. I think it's a lot to do with his mood, and obviously.
Yeah. So we could see if it gets better. You've used mirtazapine before, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that enhanced your appetite.
Yeah.
So if we needed to pull your appetite back, we could, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Not planning on that at the moment.
Right.
All right. Let me just check there's nothing urgent or sinister going on, if that's okay. So we'll check your weight today just to make sure you're not losing too much weight.
Mm.
Your bowels have been okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not vomiting at all.
No.
And no plans to harm yourself or others.
No, not them.
Substances?
Don't do any drugs or anything, so... Yeah.
Alcohol?
Had a drink over the weekend because we had a barbecue. A couple of friends around, and it's the dumb thing when you have a barbecue, you know. So
excess?
Had a couple of drinks. No, I wasn't drunk or anything, was I?
Okay. And that's not making you behave ugly?
No.
No, okay. And in terms of anger management, what sort of support have you had before?
I've done work with CBNs and that on it. Like, I'm on doing CBT work now.
Yes.
With CBN.
Yeah.
Were
you hoping that I could give you... Because I've got some self-help advice that you could get from anger management, but I know that your CBN could potentially help you with that as well.
Right.
So let me know if you want some of that. Okay. Let's do your weight now.
Right.
If you slip your jacket off and stand on the scales... Just from my own observations from looking at you at the moment, you're engaging very well in the conversation, you're well dressed and look as if you were looking after yourself, and if you want to take yourself a seat, so that's 64 kilograms. Your weight's fairly steady at the moment, doesn't really. You've got, when things are particularly difficult, you look really on edge and agitated, and that, relatively speaking, you're not too bad today.
Bad with, like, as far as anxiety goes, don't feel too bad on my anxiety at the minute. Like, it's something that comes and goes. Yeah. And obviously, I wouldn't say I'm at the point of crisis at the minute.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, recognising before I am getting into a crisis, so I'd rather try and do something about it now.
That's always a better way of dealing with it, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So from the point of view of where we go with your emotional responses to this and your medication and everything. Medication-wise, we've got some extra diazepam just to steady things down, and that normally is very effective for you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change your mood stabiliser or your steadiers, because they seem to be working quite well, and they, you're quite happy with aripiprazole. Mm. Potentially, if you find that agitation is persisting, we could increase your aripiprazole. That might have the desired effect. So there's no rush to make that decision today, or is there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Usually you and Gail come up with these plans quite well.
You could maybe let me know if you want.
Say I'll go over the next couple of days, and then like I can always increase it myself if need be, can I?
Yeah, you could do. And then you could let me know and I'll supply you with more if needs be.
Right.
So from the anger management point of view, do you want to get that stuff from the CPN or do you want to get them from me? Because I can print off stuff today if you want.
I'm going to get something to do if that's all right. And then it gives us something to keep my head busy with reading through it and that.
Is there anything else we're missing?
No.
So I'll see you again, if needs be, if things are not starting to settle over the course of the next couple of weeks, yeah? Bear in mind that I'm away from next Friday for a fortnight. So you can see one of my colleagues. Who do you normally see if I'm not around?
I'd probably say Dr. Harlan.
Okay, so if you need any help, that we're there for you. Or you can talk to us on the phone if needs be.
Right.
But get some advice, and if you want to give me a call and let me know if you've changed your medication, we could do that on the phone if you wanted to. So I'll print off that stuff related to self-help for anger management, sorry. Really worthwhile working this through together, I think. So read this, mind that it's particularly helpful. Let me know what aspects were helpful.
Right.
But if you're not finding it helpful, we'll need to explore other options for you. But it's usually quite useful stuff. All right. And you've got good motivation to manage that anger well, haven't you?
Right.
So I think there's every chance that you'll be successful with it. All right, keep me posted. Right. Feel free to give me a call if you want.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.